We're in the middle of the Yerdeya Simin Reish Men. So last time we did introduction and Sif Aleph, and now we are up to Sif Beis. So the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph emphasizes that there are two mitzvahs in the Torah that relate to our parents. There's a mitzvah of Kavod, Kabedes Avicha V'Simecha, to honor our parents, and fearing our parents. Mora, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u, to fear or have awe of our parents. So then, the Braisa over there in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph goes on to delineate what is included in this mora, in this fear or awe of our parents. So it gives a few, tells us a few things. Lo ome bimkomo. Oh. Don't stand in your father's place. Don't sit in your father's place. Don't contradict your father. Velo machri'o, which we'll see what it means in a minute. So let's go one by one, or two by two. Don't stand in your father's place, and don't sit in your father's place. So Rashi explains, this is in Kiddushin, the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin. Kiddushin starts on Chav Tes, is in Mishnah, Kiddushin, Lamed Al, from the base, Lamed Gimel. So Rashi explains, B'mokom ha-miyuchad la'oviv la'amod sham besod zekenin im chaverav be'etzah. Sounds like his father is a big person, and he gets together with the elders of the community to discuss important matters, and he has the place where he stands. So that place where your father stands, the son is not allowed to stand. Now, this is brought down, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, but it's also brought down in the Torah. The Rama says that where the father normally sits in the house, the children are not allowed to sit. Now, the way the Torah sets it up, it looks like there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rama. The Beis Yosef does not think there's a machlokes, and the way I understood the Bach, which may or may not be what the Bach is really saying, Rashi and the Rama are discussing two different things. We understand, don't sit in your father's seat. We kind of grew up with that. Don't sit in your father's place. What does it mean, don't stand in your father's place? If I have a seat at the head of the table, and my son allowed to walk by the head of the table, and my son allowed to stand at the head of the table, so that the poskim say is okay. Standing at the head of the table, that's not where I stand. It's not a special place for standing. So what does it mean? What's a special place for standing? So Rashi came up with this interesting thing where the elders of the community get together and your father is like the chief rabbi and he has a certain place where he stands, so you're now allowed to stand there. So Rashi is explaining what does it mean, don't stand in your father's place. And the Rama, hold on, is giving just a regular scenario where your father may not have a special place to stand, but he has a special place to sit at the head of the table, so the children may not sit at the head of the table in the place where the father normally sits.
Rashi, other people could stand there, and just the son can't stand there? Or
is it well, the way I gave the whole situation, he's the chief rabbi, maybe. Okay, I don't know if he's the chief rabbi, but his place for standing sounds like, you know, Beson Zakenin in Chavera Be'etza. It's some interesting scenario that we're not exactly so familiar with. Then the Rabbeinu Yerucham brings down where the father sits in shul. Where the father sits in shul, the children should not be sitting. Which is also interesting because the post can already point out, the minig is that when the father is not in shul, the kids usually do sit in the father's seat. Is that okay? Is it not okay? Now, I personally, okay, I don't know what the new shul, the old shul, I had my row. And sometimes I sit in this seat, and sometimes I sit in that seat, and sometimes I sit in this one. I didn't have like a seat. So, okay, I had a row. The row is for me and my kids. So there, I don't have a special, specific seat. But I guess if this is my seat, then my kids should sit next to me, but they shouldn't be sitting in the seat that in which I normally sit. Now, basically, there's a sefer on Mishnah Berurah called Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos is a Hasidic Rav in Ramat Shlomo. Now, his son-in-law wrote kind of an addendum, a similar sefer, called Psakim Utshuvos on Yoredeya. And he has one volume that actually starts with Reish Men, with Hilchos Kibbeh Avi. And he talks about a scenario It's in my house. The kids want to play a game. So they know I have a seat with a, we have a bunch of chairs at the table without arms. There's one armchair in the house, that's for the father of the house. So they know they're not supposed to sit in the father's seat. So they'll move the armchair out of the way, and then they'll put a regular chair at the head of the table. So the halacha is talking about not sitting at the head of the table. It's not talking about the armchair. It's talking about the spots. So the poskim, so this Pesachim Uchuvas brings down that the father's chair, if it's at the head of the table, even if it's not the father's chair, they shouldn't be sitting there. Unless he has permission, the father can be mochal and skavadik. So the kids can say, you know, we're playing a game, and this, you know, you need seats that, you need a head of a table. Yes, the father can be mochal. The father can be mochal on his kavod, he can't be mochal on zilzul. You can't tell the kids, okay, you can make fun of me. But he can be mochal on things that are there for kavod and mochal. So, the head of the table, the children can't sit. What about the father's seat? If it's at the head of the table, obviously you can't sit there. What if it's not at the head of the table? They move the father's seat. So, that's not brought down. So, this sefer, Pesachim Uchuvas, brings down from a number of contemporary postgame that it's less chamor than sitting at the place, because it's not really brought down in halacha, but still, if it looks like the father's chair, if it's just like all the chairs look the same and there's nothing recognizable about it, so then they say it's okay. But if it's the armchair, the one armchair in the house that belongs to your father, or there's two armchairs in the house, one for the father, one for the mother, so then the children should not be sitting in that chair, even if it's not at the head of the table. Okay, so let's take a look at that inside. Simon Reish Mem Sif Beis. Yes, if the mother has a place. And you say that the mother doesn't always have a place.
Okay, so in my house, the mother has one or two places. The table, depending on the number of guests.
Right. And then my house is actually also like that. So I don't know if that's... I don't know. I didn't see that discussed. What if you have... The mother has two places. Depending on this guest. Either she sits on the other head of the table, or she sits somewhere near her husband. Here or here. Yeah, I don't know. One could say that she doesn't have a makom kavua,
right.
Or you know, say she has two makom kavuas. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I guess we should figure that out since it's relevant. No. My nitiya is to say that it doesn't. It's. I don't know. I don't want to say. I don't. Okay.
Could
Sif
you make a change for that Shabbos?
Again, she can give. She can give permission to the kids.
She's a sif. Say, can you say this Shabbos because it's guest? This became a kavod. The regular Shabbos has a
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't sound so kavod. Yeah. I don't know. So Sif Beis, Reish Mem Sif Beis, Ezehu Mora. What is considered this Mora? This fear of all the parents. Lo Yamod Bimkomo. Don't stand in his place. What does that mean? So now the Mechaber goes on to bring down Shitas Rashi. Hamiyuchal Lo La'amod Sham. Besod Zekeinim im Chavera, the place where he normally stands when getting together with his friends, Besod Zekeinim, discussing Sod Zekeinim, whatever that is, some sort of esoteric thing. Okay, next option, Omokom HaMiyuchad Lo Lehispalo, or where he normally davens. That's Rabbeinu Yerucha. And where he normally sits at the table in the house, the children should not sit there either. So that is the first part of the Braisa of Mora, La'omid bimkomo, v'lo yoshev bimkomo.
So I thought that you have to discuss personal matters.
I'm making it up. I don't know.
Okay.
So zekeinet im chevera ve'etze.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Right there. We gotta go. We gotta cover ground. I don't know what it means. Okay. The next part of the braisa in kiddushin. Lamed out. Lo soser es devarav v'lo machrio. Don't contradict your father. V'lo machrio. What is machrio? So Rashi explains machrio. If his father is arguing with a different Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't say, Nirim Divrei Ploni. Father's arguing, don't get involved. Now, it sounds like what Rashi's saying is, Nirim Divrei Ploni, the neighbor is right. I'm picking the neighbor's side over my father. That's not appropriate. That's awesome. However, the Ramah goes on to say, he quotes Rashi, And the Rama says, well, I don't need to say that. That's called Soser Es Dvarav. He understands when Rashi says, Nira Dibre Ploni, that my father is disagreeing with the neighbor, and I'm siding with the neighbor over my father. That's, don't be Soser Dvarav. Don't contradict your father. However, says the Rama, even if I think my father's right, I'm not allowed to come and say my father's right. Who are you to say your father's right? You for sure can't say your father's wrong, but even say your father's right, it's to say that my father needs my approval. My father doesn't need my approval. That's why when they would ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky to sign on certain things, if his father-in-law Rav Yoshev signed, he would say, Divri Mori V'Chaim Mishlita Einan Chichen Chizuk. The words of my father-in-law Rav Yoshev don't need my support. That's how he would sign. So that would seem to be this halacha. Not only you can't contradict your father, and you can't disagree with your father, you can't even tell your father he's correct. Now, I had a student, and just his way of speaking, if you said something that if he agreed with you, or thought you were right, he would say correct. He would speak to these big Rabbanim in Yeshiva, and they're talking to him, and the Rabbanim speak with a lot of humility, and this little student is like, correct, correct, correct. Like the Rebbe, who's old enough to be the kid's, father, maybe grandfather, doesn't need this kid to say correct, correct, correct. That was like his manner of speaking, correct. So that's exactly what it said. Your father speaks, your Rebbe also speaks. Don't say correct. Your father doesn't need your approval, your Rebbe doesn't need your approval either. But your father disagrees with the neighbor, and you have a raya for your father. You have a proof, so you can bring the proof. But to come along and say you're right or you're right, that is not
you can't do the other way.
That
you
is not approved. Hold on, not clear. Can you bring a raya for the neighbor? That's a very, very good question. It would seem that you should be able to bring a raya for the neighbor if you arrive for the neighbor, but to do it in the right way. So the Beis Yosef points out, based on this Rashi and Rama, that there's two ways of contradicting your father. One is, I'm speaking to my father and I flat out contradict him. Dad, you're wrong. I'm not allowed to do that. My father is disagreeing with the neighbor and I come along and say the neighbor's right. When I say the neighbor's right, it's a nicer way of saying dad's wrong. Both of those are ways of contradicting the father. Both of those are Aser, the way that the Bach kind of explains why each one is a Kiddush, which we're not going to get into right now. Now, the Beis Yosef brings out the Rambam, who says, Lo Yachriya Dvarav, he's talking about the Rebbe, but the Rebbe and the father are in the same category. Lo Yachriya Dvarav Bifanov. Don't come out in favor of your father's opinion in front of him. Which sounds like, if it's not in front of him, it's going to be okay. Now that's by machria, when I say my father's right. That's not in front of my father. Sounds like I can say my father's right and my father's not there. What about saying my father's wrong? What about contradicting my father? So let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch, continuing as it is. Lo soser es devarav, don't contradict your father. Velo machria es devarav bifanav, and do not take even his side in front of him. My father's right. I think my father's right. Even that, you're not supposed to do. Now, is that only befanov? What if it is not befanov? So from the Bira Gro over here, Os Gemo, it sounds like befanov is going on even contradicting his father. He can't contradict his father in front of him, but once his father's not there, he can contradict his father. The Shach disagrees. The Shach in Sifkatan Beis says, "Venir de Soser Dvarav Oser Af Shelo Befanav." V'chemash v'drisha. So the Shach and the Drisha want to say that he can't contradict his father, even if his father is not there. And the Groh and the Taz want to say that the son can contradict the father as long as the father is not there. They can't do it in front of him, but they can do it not in front of him. And the Taz uses this to explain. We have Tanaim and Amoraim and Rishonim and Achronim who have disagreed with their fathers. And how could they disagree with their fathers? So the Taz and the Gro want to say, because it's Shelo Befanav. That's what the Gro says over here. Matzina Shecholkin al Avihem v'Rabam. Rebbe im Rashbag. Rebbe disagrees with his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But Harbe Keyotze Bechei Machrin. So as long as it's not in front of him, they're allowed to disagree. Now, what does the Shach and the Drisha, how do the Shach and Drisha explain the fact that you have many sons arguing on their fathers and many students arguing on the Rebbe? Now, the other thing is, how am I so I can't learn with my father? Part of learning is asking questions and giving answers, you know. So the Piskei Tshuva over here points out, Piskei Tshuva, the first page of Shulchan Aruch, Sifkat and Aleph, brings down from the Sefer Atzmus Yosef in Kiddushin, that ben im ha'ab yecholim lahakshos ulatarik ulahasik maskaros halacha, the aim is them shum sorcerer's dvar. Father says something, he asks a kasha, father answers, the son asks another question. He says, the give and the take and the learning, that's not called contradicting the father. Now, so other places brought down, like, what does that mean? Like, we have to come to the truth. Just because he's your father doesn't mean it's the truth. Just because he's your Rebbe doesn't mean it's the truth. We want the truth. We don't want someone pulling rank, I'm your dad, so I'm right. Just because your dad doesn't mean that you're right. Just because you're the Rebbe also doesn't mean that you're right. So, there are those that want to say that this whole thing is not talking about halacha at all. It's talking about stam mili d'alma. It's tomorrow's supposed to be a warm day. No, it's not that. It's supposed to be a cold day tomorrow. So, there you're contradicting your father. It's not Torah. You have to come to the truth. So, maybe it's not relevant. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, I was trying to figure out, like, how does the Shach and the Drisha answer the Kasha of you have all these even Tanoim arguing on their fathers and their Rebbeim, why is that okay? So the Taz and the Gra say, because it's Shalom B'Fanut. But how the Shach and Drisha says, even Shalom B'Fanut, you can't contradict your father. So it could be they say that Torah is different. There's such a concept, maybe it's Mili D'Alma, regular conversation, not Torah. Torah, we have to come to the truth. The Aruch HaShulchan also left the Shach with a Tzarech Ian. He didn't answer the question. He just says he doesn't know how the Shach was going to explain
maybe
it.
Maybe Pesach is different than just having a conversation.
Right, maybe Pesach is different. I mean, in Torah in general, maybe is different.
You're saying even if Torah is that different, if I'm just like learning a suya, talking to you, and my father's talking to you, somebody else, that's one thing. Someone comes to you and says, what's the halacha? What are you supposed to do? What's
and your father says one thing, and you want to say something else in front of your father. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Is this trafer? Is this chaylid mutter? Is this chaylid mutter?
Right. Okay, there's more room for research, for homework. So continuing along, and it's a action-packed sif phase over here. So the Gemara Kiddushin Lamed Aleph brings another braisa. When the Chacham speaks, he's giving the shir. When he quotes his father, his Rebbe, he doesn't say the name of his father's Rebbe. So when Reb Nevinzel will speak about Rosh Hashanah Zalman, he will never say Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He'll say Admor Zal. Admor, Adoni, Mori, Virabi. My Rebbe, he will not say his name. So we know, so one is not supposed to call their Rebbe by the name, one is not supposed to call their parents by the first name. Yitz Lerner tells me in the secular world it's more and more common that they call their parents by the first name. So that is Asa. So the Torah brings down the Rambam and says, you're not allowed to call your father by his name, you say Avi Mori. Now, what if you have a friend who has the same name as your father? So they say you should change your friend's name. You should give your friend a nickname. That means if you are Yitz Lerner's son and you want to talk to Yitz Becker, you call Yitz Becker Yitzi. I don't know if that counts. And you call him Becker. You're changing your friend's name, so it's not the same name as your father. Okay, then the Rambam goes on to say that's only if it's a weird name. The name is Rodriguez. So there's not too many Rodriguez's running around Beitar. So if your father's name is Rodriguez and your friend's name is Rodriguez, so then you have to change it. You have to change the name. Call him by his last name. But if it's a normal name, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, a normal name, then they say you don't have to change your friend's name. You can call your friend by the regular name. And that's not a problem. Now, The Beis Yosef adds, this is the Rambam. Hold on, we're going to see. Now, there's two words that don't appear in the Rambam, but some add into the Rambam. The Beis Yosef adds in the words, Shelo Befanov. I can only call my friend Yaakov. My father's name is Yaakov. My friend's name is Yaakov. I can only call him Yaakov in front of my father. Only my father's not there. My father's sleeping. Shabbos nap, I can talk to my friend Yaakov. But in front of my father, I can't say the name Yaakov of my friend. And others say there's no such girsa. It doesn't say in the Rambam Shelo Befanov. And therefore, even in front of him, if it's a common name, then we don't have to worry about it. So let's see that inside. And this is very common. It's actually, someone asked me this question, I never thought of it. And even when I was asked, I didn't really look into it. Someone asked me, how can my kids call Yaakov Moshe in front of me? I never thought of it. Now maybe Yaakov Moshe is different than Yaakov.
Maybe the pasuk Yaakov Avinu.
So I assume, I can read a pasuk, I can talk about the parasha, talk about Yaakov Avinu. I assume.
There's no the third son.
So let's see the Machaber. V'lo yikre'enu b'shmo. Don't call your father by his name. Lo b'chayav, lo b'moso. Not when he's alive, and not after his death. Ela Omer Abba Mari. My father, my master. Hayashem aviv k'shem acherim. My father has the same name as my friends. Mishan eshmam. Change my friend's name. Call him by his last name. Schwartz, Goldberg, Greenberg. Imhu shem shuplat. If it's a wild name, his name is Rodriguez. It's a wild name that's not normal. She'ein hakol regil likrosbo. If it's a weird name, then you have to change the name of your friend. You can't call your friend by the weird name if your father has the same weird name. Now, where do you draw the line between weird name? My father's name is Yechia. Is that a weird name? It's not a super common name. It's not like Avraham, Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron, which are the examples brought down in Halacha. Yitzlerner claims it's not. Plenty of Yechias up there. Okay. Aval says Rama, shame shirigilimbo, a normal name, common name, mutter likros acherim. I'm allowed to call my friend by the name of my father. They have the same name. I'm allowed to call my friend Yechiel Shalo Befanov, only if it's not in front of my father. Says Rama, only if it's not in front of your father. If it's in front of your father, you can't do it. And the Taz supports the Rama. They're only Shalo Befanov. You can only call your friend the name, when he has the same name as your father, only if your father's not there. The Shach and the Prisha disagree, and they are Makil. The Shach is Makil and says, you're allowed to call your friend Yaakov in front of your father whose name is Yaakov. The Shach says, "Zifkat Gimel v'Adrisha Kosav Zila Acherim Afilu Befanav Im Eino Plai." If it's not a weird name, Shari, even in front of your father. And if it's a weird name, only Shalo Befanav. So, if it's a common name, can you call your friend the name when your father has the same name in front of him? The Shach is Mekel. It's a Machlokes of Shach and Taz. Usually, we pass him like the Shach over the Taz. Now, I think the minig is to be Mako. You know where this comes up? Extremely common? By the Svardim. Because they name their kids after their fathers, and their fathers are still alive. So you have a Shabbos, Saba and Safta here for Shabbos. I called Baruch Mishan. I said, what do you do? Your son's name is the same as your father. Your father comes for Shabbos. So how do you call? You're at the Shabbos table. Pass this off. You're talking to your son, your father has the exact same name. That's really, to find a friend, the same name as father, it can happen. But when you're dealing with, when you're naming your son after your live father, this happens every time your parents come for Shabbos. So it's very common. So, he thought the minig was to be Mekel. Told me to look in Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya seems to say the Ashkenazim are Mekel and the Sfaradim should be Machmir. He does not address the fact that they name their sons after their live fathers, and it comes up all the time. So yeah, what do you call Junior? I don't know what they do. But Ashkenazim can be Mekel, like the Shach, or Rav Avadya goes with the Shach, and the Shach in general, and possibly the Shach over the Taz. Now in general, someone asked you, I had today, my second grade daughter decided to invite herself to her friend's house. And I said to the girl, what's your name? She tells me your name. English speaker from up the hill. I said, who's your father? See if I know them. She says, I'm not allowed to say. the little second grade girl, I'm not allowed to say. So that's against the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva here, Ois Bey says, if someone asks you, who's your father, you're allowed to say, Reb Ploni Ani. This happens all the time also. They call you up for an aliyah, what's your name? Right? So you should say, Reb Yaakov Shraga Ben Reb Yechia. Now, Pesachim with Tshuvas wanted to say, even without the Reb, it's better to say Reb, because it shows more respect, but you don't need to say the Reb. When someone asks you who your father is, you're allowed to answer the name of your father. So the second grade girl could have answered me and told me who her father is, so I could see if I know who he is. Okay, so that is Siman Reish Mem Seif Beis.